Forgiveness, Kiss Number 39, written by Gedri and read by Eos Rose. I said I was sorry, Lucifer blurts on the long car ride home. I know, Sam sighs. I heard you the first 6 times. So what's the problem? Lucifer questions. There's an edge to his tone that clearly makes the other people in the car uncomfortable. Gabriel rolls his eyes and snorts. Castiel crowds against Gabriel's side and is far away from Lucifer as he can get in the back seat. It's like he doesn't want to get caught up in the crossfire. Dean is clearly seething, his hands clenched on the steering wheel and Sam's hand clamped around his elbow, low enough that the boys in the back seat don't notice. Dean wants to make Lucifer hurt. Sam's not exactly opposed to the idea, but he'll be damned if they prove Lucifer right today. The Winchesters are not just trailer trash. They aren't unruly hooligans with no respect for anyone or anything. They're just 2 teenage boys in foster care who happened to get placed with the Novak family. The only possession they had between them was the car they had been living in before they were busted, and they're just lucky Chuck, the Novak boys' father, let them keep it. But it came with a price. Dean has to haul them all back and forth to school in the Impala every day. Normally it's no problem. Normally things are quiet. But today they had stumbled out of the back of the school after Castiel's orchestra practice and overheard Lucifer telling his friends about the white trash his father kept taking in. They file into the house silently, Dean heading to their room to calm down, and Sam going to the kitchen to get a soda before starting on his homework. Lucifer follows him in. Crowley said he thought you were gay. What if I am? Sam asks with his head held up and his eyes flashing. He was interested in you. Lucifer shrugs as though that explains everything. I'm still not understanding how this is any business of yours? Sam questions. I wanted to scare him off. Lucifer's not looking at him now, staring instead at the soda can Sam's left on the countertop. You could do so much better than him. I didn't want him to bother you. So you decided the best way to get him to leave me alone was to tell him what a worthless piece of shit I am? Sam pushes. He's so angry, so hurt. I'm stupid, Lucifer whispers. And so, so sorry, Sam. You have to believe me. No, Sam snorts. I don't. But then Lucifer's hands wrap around his upper arms, and the other boy leans toward him, pressing their lips together in an impulsive kiss, telling Sam a lot about Lucifer's motivations. Forgive me, Lucifer pleads as he nuzzles the side of Sam's cheek. Yeah, Sam whispers, dazed and melting into Lucifer's arms. Okay. The end.